Ingrid. One thing is the company logo and another thing is the name. I suggest we use the initials RAS in the logo, but keep our name so that people still know who we are. What do you think?
Fine. I think that makes sense.
Good. Now, let's move on to the question of who's going to design the logo.
Well, if we want a complete change, we'll need to find a different designer. Shall we ask a few local designers to send us a sample of their work and take it from there?
OK. Let's look at some local companies first and see what sort of work they produce. Tony, will you look into that?
Yes, of course. No problem.
Right then. What about style? What are we actually looking for here? OK then. Let's start, shall we? We're here to decide on a new logo for the company. Any ideas?
Well, personally, I quite like the old one. Why don't we just change the colours? Make it look a bit more modern and leave it at that.
I don't think that'll work, Tony. We want something really new here. A state-of-the-art design that shows how far we've come since we started.
Maybe we should change the name of the company too. I mean, Rawlinson's Audiovisual Solutions is quite long, isn't it?
Yes, I think we should shorten it. We could just have the initials RAS in the logo.
That's a great idea, Carl. RAS. That sounds good, doesn't it? How about changing our name to RAS?
I'm not sure about that.